I don't know, 3 or 4.
How different do you think the civil rights movement in the 60s are from the protests in Ferguson and Baltimore and everywhere?
Well, I think a lot of the, well, it's hard to tell, actually. I don't know. I think in the 1960s, people, there were bad things that happened to individual people because of racism. And everybody, you know, they were known like the little girls who got killed in that when they bombed the church in Birmingham and things like that. But I think in the 60s, it was more against racist laws of the government and racist policies in the South. It was really a lot about the South. And then people realized that even though it wasn't in the laws in the North, there was still racism in the North. So I think now they're talking more about people's individual behavior. There's no law that says that the cops are allowed to shoot a black person, even if they're not pointing a gun at them and they're not afraid that they're going to be killed. Of course, there's no law that says that, but these things are still going on because of people are allowed to have this behavior. So even, I think that the 60s, it was more, it was an earlier time, and it was more about the laws that were in writing and that allowed people to behave in these racist ways. Now there's still, there aren't any more laws like that now, but people are still behaving like that.
Have you ever participated in any of the protests or even riots in the civil rights movement?
No. Let me think. No, I think my mother may have. My parents did, but I was only, okay, so I was born in 1954, so, you know, in like 1968, I was 14 years old or 13 years old, so, and we lived in the North in New Jersey, so I don't remember there being any protests there. You know, as I said, there were a couple riots, but my parents wouldn't let me go there. That would be dangerous. But, we were also concerned with the Vietnam War. That was another thing that was really, very divisive. So, you know, I know my parents participated in some, anti-war demonstrations. And we had some at school, too, in my school. But no, I mean, I think racism was, we felt like that was something that happened somewhere else.
Have you ever met any famous activists like Martin Luther King or Rosa Parks, Malcolm X?
No, unfortunately. Daddy met Rosa Parks just before she died, so I guess that doesn't count. I wasn't there, unfortunately. No.
Were there any violent acts of racism in your school or neighborhood? Anything like that? Did you witness anything?
I didn't see anything, but as I said, there was, when Martin Luther King was killed, there were a series of riots all over the country. And there was a riot in my city, Patterson. We moved in 1964, but it happened in Patterson. And I knew there was a riot in Newark, which was about 20 miles away. So, no, not exactly where I lived at the time.
Do you think that the civil rights movement completely ended racism on a large scale in America? Or do you think that it didn't really do anything but get rid of racist laws and become a little bit more stricter with things?
Well, I think it, I agree that it, it got rid of racist laws mostly, almost all, in all places. And it made, people, be under more scrutiny for their behavior. So they were, less likely to do certain things. But on the other hand, I think that it didn't get rid of racism. I think it's just as bad. and in the North as well in the South, and there's a lot, tons of it. It's just individual people, and they can do it in, like, their own individual ways, so it didn't get rid of that. I think that's much harder to get rid of.
Do you think that people still need to be fighting for racial equality and freedom, or do you think that they should let it go, or... Yeah.
No, I think especially because people need to fight for it, but in a peaceful way. I believe in civil disobedience as opposed to, you know, actually having a riot. I think that's wrong. and I also think that people should go on, and people should try to connect with each other and try to help people understand that this affects everybody, that racism isn't just something that happens to a black person, and that if people think this way, it can, you know, it's just very demeaning and destructive to everybody. And I also think, you know, as a Jewish person, that, you know, the famous story of the minister or whoever was on it who said that, you know, first they came for the homosexuals, and that wasn't me, so I was glad. And then they came for the communists, and that wasn't me, so I was glad. And he said, and then they came for me. So, you know, it just affects everybody. If somebody's a racist about one thing, you know, they're likely to be racist and prejudiced about something else.
Do you think that although violence isn't the greatest way to solve something, do you think that sometimes it's necessary, considering that no one seemed to listen during the peaceful protests, but they listened when it got violent?
No, that's never right, because innocent people get hurt, and people will listen. I mean, Martin Luther King did it. He made people listen. And that his civil disobedience went all over the world, you know, and so he was a follower of Gandhi, and Gandhi's ability to protest peacefully freed his country. So I think violence is always wrong, because innocent people get hurt. It doesn't matter how desperate things are.
But do you think that even though MLK tried to do peaceful protesting, it seemed to almost always get violent because the white people would always just attack them? Do you think that sometimes maybe it would be necessary to maybe have violence?
Well, no, I don't think he should have stood there and let his people be attacked and killed. But what happened was they had to bring in the federal government to stop the southern sheriffs from doing that to people. So they were able to stop that kind of violence, and it wasn't the violence that happened when he was killed. That did nobody any good. When he died, it was an act of violence, and the riots that came after that, you can still see the abandoned, burned-out buildings now, 50 years later. So I don't think that helped anyone, and it probably made some people into racists because they were afraid.
All right.